Welcome to the podcast from Eden Worship Center. Because we believe that it is God's Word that does God's work in God's people, we want you to hear the gospel preached in the gathering of believers. We want you to read it for yourself and to join us as we think together and talk together about the sermon from this past week and what's going on in our world. You can join the conversation by sending in your comments and questions to edenwc@hotmail.com. May God cause His Word to come alive in your heart today. Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to the EWC Midweek Podcast. Pastor Matt here with a special guest, Titus Oliver. Do you want to say hi, Ollie? Just heavy breathing and grabbing the microphone. So this past Sunday, we talked a little bit about Paul's encouragement to the saints in Philippi to follow the godly example that they had in Paul and other godly men that the Lord had given to them as a congregation, that they should imitate them, and really focusing on the idea of we are given godly men and women in our lives, and we follow their example, we imitate their example, but really we are attempting to look through them and imitate Christ. And I just thought, I was getting ready to do the podcast, and Miriam's in clean in the building, and I thought this is a great physical reminder for me as a grandfather that there are others in this life who will look to me, to look to my example. Number one, it calls me to be more and more faithful to God's word, and number two, to be reminded to be intentional with children and grandchildren, other people around us that we might be passing on that godly example, right? Right, Ollie? Yes. So as he's headed out, just a reminder for us, he's headed down to play with toys. We only have a really short window of time with children and grandchildren to be able to pour God's word into them. A reminder for us to be diligent, for us to be careful, intentional. And I think that really gets to Paul's heart in what he was writing, what we were looking at the end of Philippians chapter 3, as he's saying to them, remember where your citizenship belongs. Remember that you don't necessarily belong to this earth. We live on this earth. We're experiencing life on this earth, but our citizenship, our belonging is to another king and another kingdom. And if we forget and we start thinking that these brief moments that we have on this earth are that's it. That's what life is all about. All too quickly, we start living in the moment and for the moment. And so many people either live for themselves or living for their children, living for whatever joy and experience that they can find in the moment. And Paul says, it's Philippians chapter 3, verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven. That's our hope, that's our anchor, and from it we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly bodies. Think about this. Everything that we are experiencing on this earth is passing through the lens of just a lowly body, a body, a life, an experience that has been tainted, that has been contaminated by sin. But that won't always be the case. Because there's this promise of transformation that we will be like his glorious body by the power that enables him to subject all things to himself. We are citizens of Christ's kingdom. We're citizens of heaven. We belong to a different Savior, a different master. This world is just looking for saviors all over the place. And that's actually where Paul starts this letter, where he reminds them, live your life in a manner worthy of the gospel. And if you remember when we talked about Philippians chapter 1, that's in verse 27, only let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. And that phrase in their manner of life, he actually uses the word citizenship, that the way that you should live as a citizen of the kingdom of God should dictate how we think and act and speak here on this earthly existence that we have.
So there again, just a poignant example as Ollie's tottered off to go play with toys in the next room. But this life, this human life, this Christian life is not just for me.
There are others who are watching that example, and I just want to call us to greater and greater faithfulness. So here's some of the application points from Sunday. The challenge for all of us is to watch and imitate the godly examples that God has given into our life. That it has to start with us. That this isn't something that we're putting on for our next generations to come. It starts with us following a godly example before we say to anyone, follow me. That we need to, rather than having a giant list of do's and don'ts, which is typically what the church has done, if you start with passionate people who want to follow God, and then you give them a couple hundred years, and it devolves into just a list of do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do that. Instead, we want to become skilled practitioners at applying the gospel to our own heart and life. Seeing the truth of Christ, the truth of his word, the great work of salvation, and then we become very skilled at applying that to our own heart and life, of living that out, examining every situation that comes our way in light of the gospel. We also want to be careful in this life not to follow the wrong examples. There are plenty of misleading voices, even antagonistic voices that are out there. We want to be careful who it is that we are following, who it is that we are listening to, that we're growing from. And as we do that, we're not just looking for ourselves. Like, I want to be careful for my children. I want to be careful for my grandchildren, that they might not end up heading down the wrong path. Especially, and here was sort of the third application point from Sunday, especially given the fact that we live in the already but not yet state of this world. Like, Christ is king. He rules on the throne, sovereign over all things. And yet that's already true. But not yet do we feel it. Not yet do we see it. In fact, there are days where it kind of feels like the darkness is winning. And we're tempted to doubt whether God is either A, in control, or B, good. Like, we can know that our God is good and all that he does is good and he's in control of all things. But when it feels like it's out of control, one of the temptations that I've heard from Christians is maybe God doesn't have good designs towards me. Maybe God isn't being good or kind towards me in this. Man, we have to just anchor our lives, our souls, our hope for us and for the next generation to the fact that our God sovereignly rules all things. The Lord is in his heavens. He does all that he pleases. No one can stay his hand. And that all that he does is good. He's working all things together for good, for those who love him, who've been called according to his purpose. There will come a day. We live in the not yet. There will come a day where we will see all of those puzzle pieces fitted together, where we will, with clear eyes on the other side of eternity, say, oh God, that's what you were doing. I see it now. All the things that live in shadow and hope of what God is doing, we will see perfectly clear. Until that day, we're going to choose to trust and to anchor our hope in the unchanging word of God. We're going to be careful not to follow the wrong examples, but to look at those who God has given around us. Man, maybe you have godly parents. Maybe you have godly grandparents. Maybe God has brought somebody else into your life. Not all of us come from families where it's just generation of faithfulness. Maybe you're the first generation of Christians in your family and you go, well, what do I do? I don't have that. You start that. You become that godly parent, that godly grandparent that other generations will look to. So you cling to other people who God has brought into your life. You learn from them, you grow with them, you walk with them, and then you become that example. You are pioneering something for generations to come. The hope is, as we do that, God will be glorified in us. In us as individuals, in us as families, in us as a church, that Jesus Christ would be lifted up. I thought of this as we were having the cross and steeple dedication on Sunday after the service, that there's going to come a time where all of us who are standing there are dead and gone, and the gospel of Jesus Christ will stand. May those generations to come, those who know of our example and those who don't even know our names, may they walk in greater and greater faithfulness to God's word as God's people, because we've chosen to be faithful in this moment. We can hope that, we can pray that, because Christ is the head of this church. He's promised, I will build the church. The gates of hell won't even be able to stand against it. So just an encouragement for you. No matter whether you've come from a long heritage of a Christian background or whether you are new to the faith, find brothers and sisters that you can latch onto, that you can learn from, that they can help you apply the gospel to your own heart and then grow in grace and faithfulness in God. And What a testimony it will be when we stand on the other side of glory, as this life has faded and passed and we stand in eternity with all the saints who've gone before. And we see how God used our small, seemingly insignificant lives for his gospel and his kingdom. Oh, may that be true in you. All right. God bless. We will see you this coming Lord's Day as we worship together. There's Sunday school for all ages at 9 o'clock. And then Tony Lauer, one of our elder candidates, is going to be sharing the word with us at 10 a.m. as we worship together. So Lord willing, we will see you then. God bless.